If you seem to be busy but going nowhere in life, you might be said to be a hamster in a wheel. Prisoners of this jail weren't going anywhere, and they truly were like hamsters in one giant rotating wheel. The reason for the runaround is today's edition of the American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Carla Borgelia helps oversee a unique old jail.
This is a very gorgeous brick building built in 1885 that on the inside houses a three-story rotating cage with pie-shaped cells that held our men.
Those men were prisoners of Pottawatomie County, Iowa.
The occupancy for the building is set at 85, and that included 60 men and 25 women and children. The most overcrowded we ever had the building was during the 1932 farmer strike, where we had 160 people in here. We had 5 and 6 men per cell.
The squirrel cage design was supposed to be more secure.
It was designed to have one opening on each floor, so that center cage rotated around, and in order to get you in or out of your cell, they would rotate your cell around to the one opening and let you in or out.
So imagine a three-story tall circular cage divided into pie-shaped cells with only one opening on each floor. With no entertainment in their cells, the men used the unique cell design to provide their own entertainment.
They would grab the bars and get it rotating, kind of like a merry-go-round thing. There's two ways to stop it because it got really loud, sounded like a freight train. The warden or trusty jailer would come down with a metal bar and shove it through and it would stop. The other way to make the cell stop is that if you've been in your cell long enough, you stick your arm or your leg through the bars there. When it comes around, it will just about rip your arm or your leg off, but you got to come out of your cell then and go upstairs into the infirmary, which was a much bigger room with a window.
More next time as we travel the countryside. In Council Bluffs, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCray.